this is Sarah Maddock with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and the Studio 48 team, here with
Jeffrey Post.
And we're coming at you with the Studio Podcast, the Studio Cast, where we get to go in a little bit more in depth on some of these topics that buyers and sellers in the real estate market of the Ann Arbor area might have. And today we have a fun topic. I think a fun,
kind of a hairy topic.
What do you do if your home fails to sell? Can you recover from that if you've been on the market for some time and maybe you have showings, maybe nobody's brought you a good offer? I mean, what does it mean? What can you do? What are some options? Can you refresh that listing?
Refresh is the operative word.
Right.
Refresh. Because if you think about it, a refresh could be a couple of things. A refresh could be we had it on the market, we had some showings, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it was managed well. I want to go down a different path. I want to entertain other agents. Refresh could mean kind of like what we came out of last fall, which was buyer confidence is slowly coming back. I think we'll put it temporarily off market. Let's think of what we do. Maybe you do nothing directly to the house. So. So let's unpack refresh a little bit.
Right, exactly. Because it doesn't necessarily mean price either, right?
I
think there's this automatic response that some agents and maybe some sellers feel like, well, it didn't sell, it must be the price. I mean, it's often the price. Can you agree?
Like, oh, yeah.
It's often
the
price. But that isn't always the price, right? And so anyway, so yeah, these options that we have. I mean, I guess for some, the most obvious thing might be to change brokerages, right? Change agents. I mean, that's an option that's on the table for every seller, right? And why might you do that?
Well, I'll kind of use an example because I won't call it the address specifically, but I was part of something like this recently. And when I was invited to the dance by the seller who had it listed, we really thoroughly went over every element, and I went over it with him from what was online to the brochures that he had. And in going through that, actually in the paper brochure, I was circling things like, here's a photograph with a bedroom with paint cans on the floor.
It was preparation. I mean, it sounds like that agent perhaps didn't work with the seller from before it was listed to prepare the home for sale.
Yeah, and there were there were things missing, you know, that were, in my mind, that were, you know, great amenities, that were things that a seller, that would influence a buyer.
Right, so yeah, so they didn't really highlight the features of the home that you would have highlighted, right? And maybe they had a different perspective. I mean, everybody comes to a home with a different set of values and things that they like, right? Like, you know, I thought, I love a sunroom. Let's put it this way. I love a sunroom.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Well, I mean, some people, I literally showed a house last night, beautiful home, high price range, gorgeous sunroom. I mean, I was just like, okay. And my buyer walked in and said, I would never use this. She had a point. She said, I'd rather it be outdoor space. Look at all this outdoor space.
Okay.
I'd rather it be a bigger deck or, you know, even just a covered porch, anything. Okay, so we all come to the table with different thoughts like that. And so we're going to highlight different aspects of the home.
But when you can go through, you know, you and I both know, you know, selling homes is storytelling.
Right.
So I always start with how did somebody previously tell the story? Did they leave anything out of the story?
Right.
How does the story fit the property and how we assume most people would be using it? And in this particular case, I was going through all those things so that I could sit with the seller and say, this was an omission. This shouldn't have been in here. So in talking through the refresh, it was, well, we need more professional shots that don't include paint cans and things like that. We need to put certain amenities front and center because they're likely going to influence that part. You know, they had a specific amenity that was part of the primary bath that made the primary bath even better. So not talking about that was a miss in my part. And there was some elements of pricing, mm-hmm. but you know, first I look at the marketing
right.
part.
And see, yeah, exactly. The marketing might yeah. be vastly different from one agent to the next, or you know, in the way you're looking at it. And in the spirit of refresh too, I think just having the ability to come at it and go, okay, you're using this room as a bedroom, but you have three other bedrooms and you don't have an office, let's say. And in today's market, an office is a huge selling feature. Let's refresh the listing. Let's change the way buyers see the spaces mm-hmm. when they come in and stage this as an office. We didn't do anything to the house itself. Just by changing the furniture and changing the way we're talking about it, we can have the next batch of buyers that comes through.
Right, right.
See it in a whole new way and go, oh gosh, you know, this is, oh, I would put my desk facing the window like this too. And you know, like you said, changing mm-hmm. the story mm-hmm. of the home and the way that it's used. I mean, that's a great way to refresh and rethink that.
Well, and absolutely. I have a property right now that we took temporarily off market. Mm-hmm. And one of the decisions that we made was, it's a beautiful property with beautiful finishes, and the personal items of the homeowner are beautiful. Mm. But were they distracting? Mm. Were they getting in the
too
way of
personal.
just too personal?
Maybe too interesting, where the buyer can come through and like focus on the objet d'art.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, the view.
Nicely spoken.
Yes, thank you, high school French. So actually, I want to get into it a little bit about what does temporarily off market mean, because that Good. Is different from switching agents altogether. That mm. is an actual term that we use in the MLS system yeah. in our board.
Status.
It's an actual status term, right? Mm-hmm. And it means that you remain listed or contracted with the same seller's agent and company, but you've taken the market officially off, or you've taken the home officially off market. You've stopped showings. And the assumption is there's only a limited amount of time that we can do that. And the assumption is that it could be for a lot of reasons. It could
right.
be, you know, seller's health, or it's the holidays, or
yeah.
for whatever
yeah.
reason.
Often the holidays.
You know, yeah. A pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, that.
But more often than not, it's because we've gotten feedback from buyers and their agents that said, ooh, you know what? Didn't like the condition at this price. Mm-hmm. And we've decided together with the seller, look, for X amount of dollars, we could refresh again.
Right.
Let's change the carpet. Let's have the house painted. Let's work on the landscaping. Let's, add a closet to this room that was an office and
yeah.
turn it
yeah,
into
yeah.
a fourth bedroom. I mean, there's maybe cost-effective things that can be done to improve. And so we have this status that allows us to keep the home sort of visible,
mm-hmm.
like other agents can see it and know that it's coming back. That's the idea, right? It's coming back. Wait for it.
Yeah, and we how long have we had it? Maybe two years?
Several years, yeah.
A couple of years?
Yeah.
Not a long period
not
of
a
time.
Long time.
And I think there was a real handy part, especially around the holidays.
Yes. Yeah.
Where typically things yeah. slow down enough, or people have extended family coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea, I mean, if you've ever listed a house and keeping it show ready every single day,
right.
every day, all day, and then you have house guests come in and
yeah,
you're still
much.
Doing that,
mm-hmm.
having that temporarily off market is sort of hitting a pause button and mm-hmm. giving everybody a moment to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, it can also be part of the feedback that's come in
right.
where something, maybe you even thought about doing it and you thought, well, let's test the market. And then, mm-hmm. oh, the market said, yeah.
The market said no.
This, you know, creamsicle color in here is not going to win fans. So
that's
maybe
right.
you need to change that out.
Yeah, yeah.
And it streamlines it from the relationship of the seller and their listing agent.
Right.
Because you're not going through all the paperwork again.
That's right. Yeah,
you know, there's
easier.
Change agreements and mm-hmm. things, but it's much simpler.
And usually we're working together with the seller to get these things done, because obviously the goal is the same. We want to sell it too. So, you know, the big dog is the pricing though, right? And sometimes the house is fantastic, the location is fantastic. It's just we maybe missed the mark on price. And you know, the way things have been moving over the last couple of years, the speed at which prices have changed over the last couple of years has made it hard to always pinpoint the exact price that is going to excite offers,
mm-hmm.
especially if you have a really unique property that has maybe an unusual floor plan or some really, you know, just unique features that aren't obvious to everybody and need the right buyer.
Right.
We just sometimes need to reduce the price, and that's, you know, the most straightforward way, I would argue, to refresh a listing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a matter of you know, other homes have come on the market and sold, which impacted all of the math.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, we've all seen that happen.
Well, and it, you know, we've always heard that expression, the market sets the market. You know, I think part of that is a really important thing, because we know coming out of the pandemic, we know from last May when the interest rate shot up, in a nanosecond, the market can change.
Yeah.
So when somebody says to you, when we say to a client, well, the market sets the market, that market last year from January to May was very different than it was from May to September.
Exactly.
And if you're positioning your house based on pricing that was more appropriate for January to May, and all of a sudden is not at all going to work for May to September,
right,
or October,
right?
Yeah, that a refresh in there might need to happen.
And it's going to have to take that into account. And, you know, I think that's especially true. I mean, of course, that's true everywhere, but I think it's especially true in an area like ours where, I mean, let's face it, we're small. We're a small town.
We like it.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know, in 1 month, maybe we've sold 50 houses. I mean, literally, we could have only sold 50 houses in the city of Ann Arbor in a month.
Yep.
And so the impact that three or four sales has on that house is huge. Whereas if you're in LA or New York City, it's like three or four isn't even going to register statistically.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
so we have to pay more attention to each individual sale. So, and then, okay, so moving on just a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I got one other point.
Go ahead, yeah.
So another thing that I think of in using the term refresh is if we have a listing that's gone out, and let's say we have some activity, but not as much as we'd like, and we're maybe a month into it, you and I might be going into the public remarks and go, you know what? I think a refresh here in the narrative is important.
Good point.
We have a system where some of the data that we get, some of the algorithms and data that we get, can show us how popular certain photographs in the listing are.
That's right.
And maybe it's like, gosh, people are really spending a lot of time on those.
Yes.
I'm going to front load those so that's not missed.
Right, right.
And that can be a refresh.
Absolutely, yeah. Even just tweaking some of those some of those small details that the small details that come out in there can be really helpful.
Yeah.
Totally agree. So you mentioned before the difference in, you know, say pricing in particular between January and May to, you know, October and October to January. And so timing itself is a refresh on a listing, right? I mean, obviously seasonally, if we have a house that we photographed in fall with pumpkins and, you know, maple leaves, hasn't sold, and now it's January and we have 6 inches of snow on the ground. Okay, clearly we need to refresh photography, which we do when necessary. But I've had many examples, and I know you have too, where a house just, it sat there, it didn't get the attention it needed, and then thanks to our broader market, the broader Ann Arbor economy, which, you know, revolves around the University of Michigan, in particular the hospital system.
Go Blue.
All of a sudden, that house that sat there for 4 months with not a single offer, come February, March, when, you know, people start to come in for their new jobs, it's like you can't.
Bang.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden, boom, full price offer, and you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not necessarily anything we can control.
No.
Because it's, I think, more related to seasonal things and broader economic things. But timing itself can be just a natural refresh on a listing.
Well, those seasonal, it's interesting when you talk about seasonal things too. And let's say an owner has to sell their property in the winter, and you're going to get either snow shots or you're going to get really unhealthy looking grass with trees with no leaves on them whatsoever, something
sad
like that. It's important, and this is kind of a sidebar really to sellers. It's important to keep kind of a image bank of your flower beds and good spring shots, because sometimes it's nice to, let's say you have a shot of your front walk in the winter and it's shoveled and you have to use that for the listing, but you have that same shot with the flowers that come up in the spring, we might put in snow shot followed by spring shot on that, if it's an important part of
the... No dog, though. Leave the dogs out. Leave the kids out.
Cats, dogs, fish are in tanks, so they're probably not so bad. But but those sort of things, And pumpkins don't quite work in February around Valentine's Day, so...
So, I mean, in short, I think there are a lot of ways that you can refresh a listing beyond just lowering the price, although that is one tool. There's so many things that we can do to bring more attention to your home, to improve the feedback, and I mean, ultimately to generate good offers and sell the house. There's so many tools that we have, so many, and I don't know about you, and I know this is true, I think. I see it as a challenge. I'm excited when I'm sad when a house doesn't sell and someone calls me and says, you know, we're really looking in another direction. We'd like you to come and take a look. But I see that as a challenge because I'm
too.
Ooh, wait till I show you what I'm going to do. I have so many ideas and here's what I think. And I think it's fun.
If you're like me, when that happens, I sort of put on my buyer hat and I look at what they had out there. Is that exciting me? Is there anything that's, not that I'm looking to nitpick about how somebody else listed it or how somebody else photographed it, but sort of like, what jumps out at me that's odd or unusual or changeable or anything like that? I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's keeping it fresh.
Yes, that's right.
Refresh is keeping it fresh.
I like it. I mean, in this market, well, I guess in every market, every house will sell at some point, right? There's a buyer for every house. So we just have to keep putting it in front of people, and try to attract the person for whom that's going to be their place.
Yes.
Yes. So anyhow, thank you so much for listening and thank you for watching if you're on YouTube. This is Sarah Maddock.
Jeffrey Post. And tune in to every studio cast that we have. They're great and we love talking to you.